Welcome to Torah Timecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. This week we are learning Parshat Tetzaveh. After the instructions regarding the construction of the Mishkan, we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanding Moshe Rabbeinu in the details of the fabrication of the Big Day Kiruna, the 8 special garments worn by the Kohen Gadol, and the 4 garments worn by the regular Kohanim as they did the Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash, and of course in the Mishkan in the Midbar. The command to Moshe Rabbeinu in Parashat Tetzaveh, Perek Chafchet, Pasuk Bet, reads, V'yasisa bigdei kodesh le'aron achicha, le'chavod u'letef'ares. You should create these bigdei kodesh, these holy garments, for Aaron, your brother, le'chavod u'letef'ares, to honor and to glorify Aaron through these honorable, glorious clothing that he would wear. So important are they that in the next pasuk, Gimel, V'ata tidaber kol chachme lev, asher milei siv ruach chachma, v'asu as bidei Aaron, lekadsho lechahano li. The statement of Rashi, lekadsho lechahano li, to sanctify him, lekadsho, lachniso bakihuna al yedei habgadim. Aaron becomes the Kohen through these very, very special garments. There is some power and some significance to the garments themselves, which designate Aaron as the Kohen Gadol, as the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Mikdash. This being the topic of an entire parasha, as Jewish women in the year 2026, seeking to know more, let's talk about clothing. Our discussion of clothing goes back actually to the very first week of creation. We're in a conversation of Chazal in the Tanchuma Yashan Toldot Yud Bet. We find the Chazal discussing the command of Klal Yisrael lechabed et haShabbat, to give honor to the Shabbat. Ubama Yisrael mechabdin et haShabbat. How do Klal Yisrael honor the holiest day of the week, the Shabbat? B'ma'achal u'b'mishteh. Klal Yisrael honor the Shabbos with special foods, with lavish meals, and with clean clothing. Continue Chazal to explain this. Shebetchila ken as kach asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the very start of time, this is what we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, Shene'emar, as it says, on the 6th day of creation. Vayas Hashem Elokim la'adam u'lishto, kasnos or. Vayalbishem, in Breishit Gimel Chaf Aleph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for Adam and Chava, Adam and his wife, garments of leather, and he dressed them. Mahu kasnos ol, what are these garments of leather? Say Chazal, bigdei kiuna gdola shehilbishan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That actually, until the establishment of the Mishkan, the avoda was done by the bechol, by the oldest in a family. Lekach elbish HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'adam bigdei kiuna gdola. HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually dressed Adam HaRishon on the very first Friday in history. Lefi shehaya bechoro shel olam. Because Adam was the bechor, was the first in the world. So we find that on the very first Friday in history, which of course was the first day that these human beings existed, the day they were created, the day they sinned, and as a result of their sin, realized suddenly their nakedness that hadn't been a problem till then. We are told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for them garments, lichvod Shabbat. Like all of us, they could not go into the Shabbat without the right garment to wear, without that beautiful dress that made it feel like Shabbat. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for Adam, not just any, and for Chava, not just any Shabbos outfit, but rather clothed him, lechabed et haShabbat, to give honor to the Shabbat, in the big day kiuna gdola, in the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. This is a fascinating correlation between Shabbat and the big day kiuna, both of which are described with this word, kavod. We speak of Klal Yisrael giving kavod to the Shabbat through the clothing they wear, modeled on that first Erev Shabbat when Adam HaRishon was dressed by none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we find also the clothing of the Kohen Gadol in our parasha, which is those that were placed upon Adam HaRishon, described as lechavod o letefares. So it seems that our conversation about clothing must go a little deeper and become a conversation about the concept called kavod. Let's define. Moving to Masechet Avot, Vav, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Kol ma shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo, lo bara ela lichvodo. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in his world, he created lichvodo, for his kavod, what we translate in English easily as for his honor. But as we know, one-word English definitions are often too impoverished, too weak, to contain the beauty and depth of a concept in Lashon Kodesh. So we'll try to go a little deeper for this. But first, to quote Shene'emar, and the basis for the statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu create everything lichvodo is found in Yeshaya Mem Gimel Zayin, Kol hanikra bishmi vilichvodi birasiv yitzartiv af asisiv. All who are called in my name, whom I have formed, created, and made for my glory. And so here we find the reason for why we are here. Last week in Parshat Mishpatim we spoke of this is what Jews do. Now we'll speak of this is why we're here. Everything in this world has been created lichvodo, to give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If this is why we're here, we better understand. Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht, in his masterful sefer, the Asufat Marachot, explains, the kavod for which we are created is what he calls the giloi chitzoni shel ma'ala ha'pnimit. The definition of kavod, what we call sometimes honor, but again, that one word can't possibly encapsulate the beauty and magnificence of this concept, is a revelation or showing in the outside world of some internal, maybe even spiritual, value or trait. In other words, this world seems to be just physical and maybe mundane, but as we know, it's powered by a very, very strong core of a deep, pure, Ruchani essence, spiritual fire that powers the world we're in. The kavod with which we lowly mortals have been created is with the, as we say in Hebrew, misima, is with the goal or the adventure of revealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in a world that seems to hide it. We add kavod to Shem Shamayim. We actually increase the honor of God when we take a world that seems to be empty of his presence and we point and highlight the fact that he's been here all along. Revealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in a world that seems to deny him is the greatest kavod, honor, we can bring to Shamayim. That's a definition for kavod. Now let's talk back about the clothing, because really that's where our mind has been all along. Interestingly, and parallel to what we've been speaking about, there are these scholars who speak of the world we live in as actually being a levush, a garment to hide the godliness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that rests within. So in our conversation of clothing, we can talk about there's clothing that hides and there's clothing that reveals. Now, any conversation about tzniut often starts or comes around to this point again, specifically when we're speaking to young people and trying to develop these concepts. There's not just clothing that hides or reveals parts of the body, but there's clothing that would hide or reveal who I am. As we know, clothing can disguise or hide a person or various features of the person. On the other hand, the right clothing can also reveal. The right clothing can reveal information about the person I'm meeting. It can tell us of the person's status. It can tell us of the person's profession, based on, for example, the uniform that a doctor or an athlete wears will tell us what they're doing for most of the day. The conversation of tzniut often goes to the place of clothing that is tzanua will reveal the neshama, while to some extent hiding the body. The right kind of clothing draws your attention to who I am inside, not to what I look like on the outside. In the same way, the physical world that we live in Jewish thought, is called the clothing of the general world, which of course at its core holds HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Now, there are the people who look at this world and consider it a garment, a piece of clothing that hides Hashem's presence. The physical world can seem to be a confusing, dirty, mundane, crass place, in which case we say it's hiding any godly spark that's within it. On the other hand, there are those of us who can look at the world and see it as a garment that reveals Kvod Shamayim. Instead of hiding, we take that very clothing, look through it, look through nature, look through corruption, look through the things that seem to be crooked, but sometimes see a world instead that is precise and ordered according to the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed it. And by taking this world and elevating it through our avodah, we take the levush, that is the physical world, and peer and see beyond it to the godly spark inside. In other words, in its process of acting as levush, we see it enhancing kavod, that giloi chitzoni shama alaha primit, that revealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence behind whatever would be the mask or the garment that would seek to hide. The Mikdash, the Mishkan, was the place where our physical actions were sanctified to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, if there was any place in the world that presented a levush, a garment for the world, that did not hide Hashem's presence, but rather revealed it, that was the Makom HaMikdash. The most elevated levush, outfit the world could put on a morning, was in the place of the Mikdash. Where standing in that place, a person did not believe in Hashem's existence, but as Rav Hirsch says, a person saw, a person knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. If this is the place in the world where Kvod Hashem was manifest, where the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was often hidden was suddenly revealed in a way that could not be questioned, then the very garments, the very clothing that the Kohanim wore would testify to their mission. Rav Goldwich calls the very avoda, the service of the Kohanim, as avodat halevushim. They were engaged in the service of clothing. They were acting in a place that, so to speak, clothed the world, that made the world an entity, a place, that was wearing a uniform that spoke of why it is here. If the scrubs tell us that the doctor is here to save lives, then the Mikdash tells us that the world was here, is here, to be elevated to sanctify Hashem's name. How fitting that the Kohen, who worked in the Mikdash, that was the greatest outfit the world could put on, the place that revealed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence by being there, had to wear the clothing that most expressed this task of chavod v'tif'ares, the task that was that of the Kohen, of bringing glory. In other words, the very clothing he wore spoke of the task he did in the place that existed to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in our world. Perhaps sometimes hidden, but based on the clothing the Kohen wore, was so much revealed. What are we all wearing today?